Hi, everybody, and welcome again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is March 24th, and we're on page 67 in your magazines. And today we have a new TOEIC exercise for you, and we'll give you a little spoiler. It's kind of short and not too hard.
Spoiler 就是好像有一点这个暴雷啊，这事先透露一点点啊。那透露什么呢？就是今天这篇文章其实有点短，而且不是很难，所以大家可以 relax 啊，你可以这个放轻松啊，然后这个好好学点英文，然后同时各位可以注意多学一点这个怎么样发音啊。等一下听 Karen 老师念的时候，注意听英文怎么样把它念的这个节奏啊，还有起伏啊，还有那个母音发音怎么样把它念好。
You know, different parts of our brain respond to things in different ways. Because when I heard Wesley say, oh, you can all relax, my brain thought, oh, good. But a different part of my brain was thinking, I probably won't learn as much in that case. Because I know that I'm working on my French. And I know that if it's something easy, I can just play it and I'll understand it. It won't be too hard. But I also know I probably won't learn as much. So different parts of my brain are giving me different messages.
Yeah, 我说请各位放轻松，其实你也不要放得太轻松。
Yeah, that's right.
因为我们在解释的时候，我们还是会补充很多很有用、很实用的东西给各位。
That's right. So just because the questions are easy to answer, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have other things for you that are worth learning.
嗯哼，啊，就是因为你不要说单啊，这个看文章很简单，题目很简单，就表示没东西学了吗？其实这个是大家学英文的时候一定要特别记得的一个东西。你觉得简单，你看得懂的英文不表示你会，因为要你写，你可能就写不出来，或者写出来就会出一大堆的问题。
For example, in this particular example, there is a format here. You can look at the format, look at the spacing, look at the words that they chose for the categories. So there are a lot of things that you can learn that you will need in the future that maybe you're not paying attention to now, but you should.
Yeah, 那例如说这个表格啊，这个表格等一下我们解释的时候，你会发现，这个表格很容易看得懂。但是其实这里面的一个 trick 就是，你不但要看得懂，你还要知道它用的是什么字，因为说不定有一天，未来有一天，就你的老板就跟你讲说啊，你就画一个表格嘛，那表格里面你就写什么什么什么，到时候你要知道那它的什么什么英文要用哪个字来写，你要怎么样表达。那这些字都是你认识的字，可是你要确定你用的是那个正确的字，正确的组合。所以我们再强调一次，这是我也是我自己学英文一个很重要的这个心得，就是不要看懂就觉得你会了。
Right.
Yeah,
that's so important.
Yeah, 很多时候就算是简单的英文，你看过去啊，我通通懂了。
That's passive learning.
That's passive learning. 啊，那你没有办法把这个